You are right back with me, Lady G, on KC107.7, your Power Hour. A program with many, many, many stories. Powerful, intriguing. But tonight I am honored to welcome Crystal with us in studio. So, Crystal, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm happy to be here. Very happy to be here. To be sharing this story with you.
Tell me, did you also have breaking up tonight?
I am self-employed and I do catering and events, so
wow.
So there is no breakup for me at this
time.
So
tell me, do you do that one man breaking up interview function?
Both my brothers are chefs and they work with me, as well as my daughter.
Okay.
So it's the four of us. And we'll probably break up the end of January.
Shame, because this is your
time. This is our time.
This is your busy time. Now, yeah. Wow.
It's our time.
Sterkte met die tyd.
Baie dankie. Ons maak hier.
Yes, but tonight we're here to speak about something else. We're here to speak about why I stayed and why I left. And what was that moment you realized the story needed to be told and not just lived?
That moment was actually a very long time ago. I just didn't have the courage to do it. But you know, when the lie gets so heavy that you just can't hold that lie anymore, that's when I decided I need to put this to paper. And if just one woman can understand that they are not alone in the space I thought I was alone in, then I think I've served my purpose.
With such a powerful and layered title, what does Why I Stayed, Why I Left mean to you today?
Today, it represents two sides of me. Being the side that was just surviving all the time, and now being me living in freedom. So, why I stayed, I needed to explain, and why I left, I needed to expose. If that makes any sense.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. I understand. Many people struggle in silence. What do you hope someone going through a similar experience learns when they hear your story?
I hope that they realize that they are not weak. They're not crazy. That voice that they constantly hear that something is not right, that they take note of that voice. I call it a niggle, that they take note of that niggle, that they just know that they're not alone, that there's such a big support system out there that even I was unaware of, because it's like living inside a box, and then when the box breaks, you see things from outside into the box. And there's such a great support system, and there's your surroundings are not as empty as what you think it is. And I pray that women who read the book and that are in similar situations, that they just know they are not alone or weak or crazy or insane or it's not in the imagination. So, yeah.
On that note, we'll be right back after this.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just wanna speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety, to every soul held captive by depression. Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, and Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets.
This is your Lady G. We're right back on KC107.7, the sound that sets you free, on 082-414-1077. Yeah, I think it's a week before Christmas already. And tonight we hear a story, part of the stories we have. We've just had 16 days of activism for women and children, for violence and stuff. And there's so many women mostly suffering in silence. Women that are too scared to walk out. That takes years and years and years before they make that one decision. Crystal, we're back with you.
Yes.
Do you think you could have done this sooner?
Walked away.
Yes. Did you think, what was the nose? You knew each other for how many years?
26 years.
In 26 years. So you only got married later.
Yeah, we got married in 2010.
Let's open the box and ask the question, was there a moment while you guys were going out in the beginning that he showed that there were signs?
There was always signs. I mean, I left many times, but I just always went back because there were always signs. There were always promises. There was always, I'll never do it again. There was always a, it's going to be better. There was always something that took me back there. And of course, I could have left earlier. I could have left earlier. But it was, today the kids call it trauma bondage.
Wow.
Yes.
Say it again.
Trauma bondage.
So, you're bounded by trauma.
And in my book, you'll read that it became so normal.
It became
part of me. And I could have left. I could have left and I could have stayed away. And now, 2 weeks ago, my auntie sat in my lounge and she actually asked me, she made a statement. She said, "Jy kan al lank al weggeloop het al man, maar so right now jy jou boek uit."
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
And that actually... That actually made me sit back and think, wow. You know?
Is that what it costed?
Is that what it took to tell my story? That I had to go through that?
Yeah.
And we're talking, I mean, drug abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse. I survived cancer twice.
Wow.
And throughout all of this came this book to share with so many women. And at first I was angry. I was angry that I didn't walk away sooner. But that comment made me realize, if I had, would I have had a story to share? Because I had to finish the story. If I had written it before, my story would not have been complete. If that makes sense. And we needed the story to be complete. We needed me to finally walk away. You know?
I understand. Trust me, I do. I get it. I just went a bit off track there because, you know, I speak not only of, I also speak of experience. Okay. So I can feel what you go through. And I work today with women to help them, to uplift them. Mm. So you're using your book and you're using your story as a voice.
Yes.
What is Crystal going to do? What is Crystal's mission? Because you've emptied yourself out in this book. You've taken off your clothes. You're naked.
Absolutely.
So everybody knows now your story, the more it's going to come out. Mm. We are at the end of this year, 2025. What can we wait and see from Crystal? How are you going to go out there and tell that woman, you don't have to take this? You don't have to be bounded by trauma.
Look, I want to put my hands in as many pies as what I can when it comes to... I've released it about 2.5 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. So, and it's been blowing up.
And you're here.
And I'm here. You know, I've done a podcast. I've done a documentary with Roxy Merosa. I'm getting out.
And you're
out
on
there.
A roll.
And I'm on a roll.
So that's what I
want
to know.
I don't want it to stop. Conferences, because I used to speak at conferences. So yeah. Women's conferences, I want to tackle that. I want to get onto every radio station. I want to get wherever my book can be. And please understand, it's not a monetary gain for me.
Mm.
That's not what it's about. My end result is not a monetary gain. It's the last thing I think of. My end result is for women to say, you know what? I got you. I see what you're doing. I can do the same. I can leave. I can get up. I can walk away. I can fight back. You know? Mm. Because it's all about empowering women for me. It's empowering women because when we empower our women, we empower our children. Someone asked me one of the audience members asked me when I was doing the broadcast. She asked me, how do I explain this to my kids? So I've got a 17-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 12-year-old. The eldest and the youngest are boys. My middle daughter is, she's a girl. My middle daughter is a girl. And what I said was, you know what? I've got to get up every morning. I've got to put my shoulders back, straighten my crown, and walk with my head held high. If I've got to hustle, I've got to hustle, but I do it on my terms. Whatever I take on has to have such a positive outcome that my kids look at me and say, that's who I want to be like. I want to be like mommy. I want to do things like mommy. If I do the wrong things, if I don't do anything in a positive light, my kids will pick that up. And the last thing I want is for my kids to say, oh, I give up. They must know their mother's a fighter. And she fought. So yeah, that is what I want to leave. That is where I want to head to.
I just want to say something. Gevaarlijk.
Thuis lekker. Gevaarlijk.
Gevaarlijk, girlfriend. It's gevaarlijk, girl. Gevaarlijk. You go. You go and that energy. Don't be held back.
Mm.
This is your story. You have lived it. You have experienced it. Mm. You're bringing it out and you want to help.
Yes.
Don't hold back.
I promise you I won't.
No matter what comes your way, because life without challenges is not, it's a life not lived.
Yes.
You see, because through challenges come blessings. And the right people will come on your pathway at the right time.
Absolutely.
Also. So, I'm not going to say amen. I said, say gevaarlijk, nee, gevaarlijk. Okay. Was there a part of the writing experience that surprised you? Either by reopening old wounds or bringing unexpected healing?
Oh, gosh, yes. Sure. So my writing took place between 5 a.m. and 1 p.m.
In the morning.
So that's when
between 1 a.m. and 5 p.m.
No, 5 a.m. and 1 p.m.
Oh, so I at 1 p.m.
Yeah, so okay. I would write from 5 a.m.
Yes.
To 1 p.m. My kids are homeschooled, so they get up late and they're all on their own time and on their own schedule. And ek sien nie regtig vir hulle in die dag nie. I don't really, really see them. They only come out of their rooms when they must eat. As hulle honger is.
Okay.
You see, so that was my quiet time in the morning, my prayer time, and then I would write. And there were times that I had to go through these chapters and things that I had to recall that I had to put in this book that made me just bawl my eyes out. That my eldest son would come and he would just hold me because he would hear me crying. And he would just hold me, but he knew what I was doing. And he would just hold me and say, it's okay, it's going to be okay, man. You know, they call it motion. big motion.
Is this how the children giving all these names?
Yes, my son says, don't worry, mommy, it's okay. It's big motion. It means you're getting somewhere. You're moving. Big things are going to happen.
A slum like this.
Just hold them. Buy a slum.
Emotionally slum, my
girl. Yeah. Very, very. They're very emotionally sensitive. Yeah. So yes, the writing process was crazy. There was a lot of healing that took place writing. A lot of healing. Because I had to face a lot of things that I haven't faced in years. So there was a lot of healing that took place in that process. So yeah.
Hectic. Gevaarlijk, hectic. My bro.
Big motion.
I love it. I love it when women own their space.
Yeah.
When you stand in your truth and you say no more, that's enough.
Yes.
I love it when they come out, it's like literally a transformation, and it's like a butterfly coming out. So I hope you're going to buy yourself a butterfly ring. It will always remind you of transformation.
It's about value. It's about valuing yourself. And I now I use my currency is my value.
Mm.
I use my value as currency. So it's about knowing who you are and owning that of who you are, which is something I struggled with for so long. And yeah, and now I'm in that space to own it.
Mm. Crystal, we're coming to the close. It's been great chatting with you. Definitely
lovely.
Coming back. I want to go to something in your book. Write what you've written to your children. Read what you've written to your children.
Must I read it?
That
from
part,
book?
Yeah. Read that part.
Did you like that?
We're gonna close off with that for now. We definitely gonna
I might
see
just
you.
Cry, eh?
So
I read
cry.
This now.
So. I want you to read what you've written to your children. We're going to end off with that.
Okay.
And I just want to say again, we're going to be on a podcast. And then, not just a podcast, we're going to get Crystal back to follow up on her. So read the dedication page for me. And that is going to be Crystal for you, Crystal Stevens. She will tell us also at the end of what she's reading, where her book will be available. And how we can get hold of a book.
Okay.
Over to you.
Okay, so my dedication page is page 3. To my children. Oompa Loompa, pocket of potatoes and $1 million. You are my reason, my strength, and my joy. Through the darkest valleys, you gave me light. This book is for you, so that one day you will understand why I fought, why I stayed, and why I finally left. To my mother, Ma, thank you for opening your home every time my world fell apart. For being the safe place I could collapse when I had no strength left to stand. For praying when I could only cry. For believing when I could not see a way out. And for loving me even when I was difficult to love. Your quiet strength has shaped the woman I am becoming. This journey would have swallowed me whole without you. And to every woman and man who has ever been caught in the cycle of loving a narcissist, may these words remind you that you are not alone, you are not weak, and you can rise. Freedom is possible. Healing is real.
On that note, I want to say thank you to Crystal Stevens. Where can we get hold of your book?
So currently I have it on my Shopify store. The link is on my For Food's Sake page. So I don't know how we can get the link on so that people can, if we can maybe
we'll make a plan, don't
put
worry.
It somewhere.
We can put it also on the WhatsApp status of Radio KC.
Okay.
And we'll see where else we can put it. But we can... You ask saying it's a Spotify,
a Shopify. There's a link there for an ebook. You can download an ebook, or you can order the printed copy.
Okay, so we'll get that information out when the podcast also comes out. Okay. I want to say have a blessed Christmas.
Thank you so much.
I'm proud of women like you. I call it, I don't have best friends in this world. I have warrior sisters.
Mm.
You know, the more we are sisters, the more we have each other's back, especially a warrior sister. Best friends, not for me.
Mm.
You are a warrior.
Thank you.
You are a butterfly. Go out, make magic. Because you're already doing it.
Thank you.
On that note, I'll be right back.